Or whatever it is.
So the only order of business on the agenda is legislative desks and microphones. The issue of the current setup of legislators' desks and microphones has come to the forefront. A few legislators have expressed their opinion about it. This is an opportunity for to discuss the issue as to whether or not we should increase the number of desks that we have, along with the increased Bluetooth microphones in order for us to socially distance on COVID restrictions, or whether we're just going to tough it out and make do with these desks are set up almost to the same specs as the one we had in the old chambers, except there's supposed to be two people per desk. Okay. So I'm going to turn it over to Jack, I think at this point, to just give us a rundown of the potential costs.
Yeah, sure.
Logistics.
Chris, yeah, excuse me. Sorry. Chris has done a lot of work in Andy getting these prices.
Okay.
Yep. I'm just mumbling right now. Chris and Andy did a lot of work getting it together. So these desks, Andy has confirmed with the manufacturer, they were $1,500, $14 a piece. For the same setup, DPW has to do a little work for the raised casters because it was a little bit lower, which is not a big deal. They can weld those together. They did a good job with that. So you're talking just a little north of 12 grand for 8 additional desks, if you would like that. And the microphone is still kind of an unsettled issue. We have the wired mics. We spec'd, and I think I mentioned it in one, but we spec'd or asked for wireless to be spec'd. So Labella owes us about a $15,000 credit for that. So we're working through that to replace the 8 microphones and that one. We're going to keep wired up here because there's no reason not to. We don't need to be walking around. So you will have an additional cost of microphones if you get additional desks. So, you know, I'd peg it. And there is a difference if we go analog and digital, and Chris and the electric vendor are working through that. So we're not ready to present you the microphone part of it, but just know probably on average with labor and everything, you're looking, and the additional equipment that has to go in kind of the closet to support the wireless system, you're looking probably another 8 to 12 grand for microphones.
8 to 12 on top of the 15 getting back from
Wait a minute.
No. It's 8 to 12 on top of the cost of the additional tables. It's not on top of the 15 from Labella.
Well, so your delta would be, if you get additional tables, you're about 8 to 12 grand more.
So the sum of the tables and the microphones on their own is about $24,000.
Yeah.
We're getting 15 back from Labella.
Yep.
So the incremental spend for us would be $8,000 to $9,000.
Unless we went with want to go with the cheaper option, yeah. but if it looks like going digital is better than analog, then it might be more than that. But yeah.
I think the other thing you had mentioned to me is these are the same size tables as we had on the other side of the road, but the chairs are different. They're wider.
Chairs are a little bit wider. So yeah, we spec'd them just like we did over there, figuring. Yeah. And obviously things have completely changed with everyone having to sit further apart, and I think we're all kind of getting used to that. So,
yeah. So is it my understanding we save 10% as far as the actual construction portion?
Approximately, yeah. Yes, we came in, you know, a good amount under budget for first phase, and for second phase, we have enough contingency. Obviously, since we're getting into kind of existing space, don't want to bank too much on that, but you saved enough from the prior project from phase one to well be able to make that up. So you have enough money.
So it's my feeling for 8 or 9,000, we should do this.
So it would be closer to the all in for tables and microphones would be closer to 20.
But we have 15 coming back.
We do, but that replaces these as well. So the total cost for 17, the delta is about 8 or 9, because you're going to replace these with wireless as well. We have prices for 17 microphones. So one for each legislator plus the dais or plus the podium, because that might have to get moved around. I mean, we could look at knocking that out, but anywhere from like 22,000 to 45,000, depending upon what system you go with, of which 15 will come back.
Why would we replace these? They won't work together, or is it two different systems?
These are wired.
It's wired. So, and we spec'd, so if you just replaced the ones that you have set up, if you didn't get new tables and you just replaced the ones you set up, Labella will pay for that, because they were supposed to spec wireless microphones. Because, you know, if you look at the floor boxes, and depending upon how you kind of juggle the room, you're going to have these cables running all over the place. And that's why we wanted wireless to begin with.
Yeah, I have a question. So is the plan, once we get through the COVID, to put two people at each of these?
That was how it was spec'd.
Personally, my personal opinion, do they have smaller desks of the same make and model?
I don't know that.
My reason is, I think that being two people here is kind of cozy. You know, I think it would be nice to have a smaller desk and just have one person.
Yeah, the problem is we're already invested in these ones.
Yeah, it's not like we can return these.
Right. No, I understand. And I'm just saying, the additional ones, would it make sense to try and get a smaller one?
We could see if they have them. I don't know. Andy would have to work with the manufacturer. I'm honestly not sure. And the other reason we spec'd them this way, again, it was based on the size over there. And yes, it's a little cozy over there too. But also when we get back to kind of a normal setting, when you can all sit around a big conference table, these can all come together, and then you have a big conference table for your committee.
So we have enough chairs. We don't have to worry about chairs.
Correct.
I like the size of these desks for one people, and it still separates everything out. I think we just need to order 8 more desks and do the wireless microphones.
Yeah.
So that's my feeling.
Yeah.
So the microphones will come back to you once we work with the electric vendor about what specifically, because we have essentially 6 different options, but really kind of 3 different options. So we'll bring that back to you, but just wanted you to be aware that getting additional desks would mean more microphones, obviously.
So that, do we need a motion for this?
Yeah, because you would have
to spend money.
You'd have to spend the money.
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Thanks, so, John.
I'm personally okay with having two people at a desk. I don't care either way, but one request: get some more cleaning supplies. If we could have more cleaning supplies, I think I'd be happy.
I shower before I come.
Yeah, not that bad. Oh. One bottle for this whole room.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So could I ask a question?
Hold on, Steve.
What's the deal with these tables back here? Because I mean, I don't feel like I'm affronted because I'm sitting at this as opposed to that for the time being. I mean, are these ours or are these?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So these would be just for
pizzas. We stole them from downstairs from the conference room.
Right.
Okay. So these would be used for. What was the intent of the use for these tables?
Conference room.
Okay.
We just stole them for social distancing purposes.
So they'll go back.
Yeah, they'll go back. If we get individual desks for all legislators, then those tables will go back down to the conference room.
What happened to the old desks? Those perfectly fine old ones we
had? In the chambers, in the former chambers?
They're over there. The reason we went with these is to be able to, so that we didn't have to get different breakout tables, so that we could have larger committee tables.
Okay. Mr. Malter.
Microphones. So can these be converted to wireless?
They were looking at it. I think it's the same kind of deal, but I'm not sure if these exact ones, but again, if you didn't do anything and just replace what you had here, Labella would be paying for it.
Kelly.
I think you get accustomed to the workspace, and we've had this for long enough that I think that having the bigger desk to myself and to each person to have their own desk is a good idea.
Yep. Great.
Hilda.
So we've cut people's budgets by 20%, right? The departments. And now we're talking about spending some more money for desks. And I'm not sure if it's really worth it, but that's
something. Motion to keep the desk and replace microphones with.
Already made a motion to buy 8 more desks and go with a wireless mic.
You have a motion without a second.
Second.
Okay.
Any other discussion?
So I agree, Hilda. I'm not happy with spending the money.
None of us are.
We saved a ton of money with these projects, so we certainly have money. I think since we've been using these desks in the current situation for the last 8 months, no one wants to cozy up to anybody anymore. And especially, I'm spread out this much just up here. And during budget time,
during budget time, it was nice to have
the workspace you have. And I would hate to see us scrunch them in two at a table.
Plus, I think another point we need to keep in mind that even after the vaccine is available, there's going to be a transition period and some unease still, which could go all the way into the end of next year. So we're looking at a long haul here for distancing and masking and putting two people at one table, I don't think it's the wisest choice. Okay, so motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, carried.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
And we'll bring back the microphones when we have them.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, motion to adjourn. Mm-hmm. All in favor?
All right.
Opposed? We're adjourned.